from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah, I just hit that. You're all right, but...
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3. Number 1.
And one of the fastest all-time in Major League history. And there's a ball shot into right center field. That's got a chance. That's a bullet home run into the bullpen.
Oh, man.
So much respect.
So much hate behind that swing.
Nobody picks him, and he chose us why. Yeah, he should have been the first round pick. Jordan, number 151 in his career, night after he had number 150.
And it was an impressive shot. It is line drive missile that just got over the wall and didn't just, you know, get over the wall because it wasn't hit hard enough. It just got over the wall because it was just hit on a line.
And launch angle was about as low as you can get to get one out of the park. He hit that thing 420 at least. It went over the fence at 410. I think that thing went about 420, Ron. And I thought it was for sure going to one-hop the wall.
I thought it was going to hit the wall.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to hit it. That thing just rising. That was
One of them old piss missiles, boy. That was a shot.
One of them golf shots that break a window.
Yeah, looked like one of my golf shots that I bladed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it went over the green. It went over the green by about 50 yards.
Just kept rising.
Four!
But yes, it is 2-0. That made it 2-0. And Yusei Kikuchi is off to another great start in this game. He is at 4 2/3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 6 strikeouts.
I love Kikuchi!
Oh, yeah, with 2 walks as he is looking to try to get through the fifth and get through this Rangers lineup. Has had a couple of innings where he's had some traffic, but been able to get out of it. And the one thing, as we said, Clint, when they traded for him, didn't love everything they gave up, and it was a dicey situation, especially how he had been pitching throughout the season, especially lately. But the one thing that did show up was his ability to get swings and misses. And he has gotten himself out of trouble because he's had the ability to get swings and misses and cut down their opportunities and chances. And that's a big key right now for him, is he gets strikeouts and swings and misses. He's got 6 of them already.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a lot of folks that were up in arms about the move, and rightfully so. I mean, Kikuchi had definitely earned the criticism with his numbers of late, and let's be honest, it hadn't been real impressive from a career perspective. I think 2023 last year was a good year for him.
All-star year, but
yeah, but before that, I mean, it's been tough. So I mean, I understand, but it sure looks like the combination of everything you just mentioned in terms of that swing and miss ability, and the Astros' obvious ability to get more out of pitchers than other organizations have. It sure seems like, I mean, look, two starts in, it sure seems like this is...
I love Kikuchi!
Yes, absolutely. It sure looks like there's going to be a lot of people that end up loving Kikuchi.
If they don't already.
Great point.
Like we do.
I mean, they probably are very...
These two outings?
From his first start, yeah. They're a big fan of their love for Kikuchi. And this backs up...
I need a t-shirt.
All right, well, I'm certain you thought about it. There's a seventh strikeout just made.
By the way, can we please acknowledge his walk off on his last strikeout?
Yeah, it is quickly.
He struck out the last batter a couple of times through his five innings of work.
He has ended the inning.
It is a quick enough walk off where if I were a hitter, it'd piss me off.
You want to slow down a little bit?
I mean, he's walking
like
before
he's
I finish
before
my swing.
He's Steph Curry, you think? He's shooting a three and running back.
Yes, that is. It's great unless you're that hitter.
He's walking off the mound like he's got to get back on from break.
I ain't even finished my swing yet. I ain't processed that I completely whiffed on that ball yet, and he's four steps back towards the dugout.
Yeah,
that pissed me off a bit.
There you go, Tyler got a little money right there with that last one, that seventh strikeout.
Cha-ching!
There you go. As he continues rolling through, and Clint, man. Right now, as we said here, he's got seven strikeouts, two walks on three hits and no earned runs. And he's through five. That backs up now four or five. The Astros, the starts that they've been getting up to this point, and I know Kikuchi still has some game to go. Obviously, Framber has a no-hitter through the first 26 outs. Before that, Hunter Brown gives you six innings and one run. Before that, one run or no runs for Spencer Arrigetti on 12 strikeouts. Kikuchi had the start before that when he had two runs on 11 strikeouts. Their starting pitching has been nasty, nasty here of late. And as I said yesterday, I know a texter said, Ron, it doesn't mean all the pitching doesn't mean scoring runs. No, but what it means, if you continue to get this, the Houston Astros, with at least the few bats they have in their lineup, they're going to be able to get wins if they're getting this type of performance from their rotation.
Absolutely. I mean,
without Kyle Tucker,
it's hard to believe that these guys have thrown it as well as they have of late. But I mean, with August being this as difficult as it is a month, I mean that's exactly what they're going to need. Because you made the point, Ron. If you had to pick great hitting or great pitching. Pitching is what you want, right?
Oh, every time.
The hitting's going to come and go. And when you've got two or three guys in your lineup that can absolutely change the game with one swing of the bat, which the Astros still have, you're going to win a lot more games than you lose given this formula right now with the pitchers pitching the way that they are.
Yeah. So this is big. Again, we got a shout out here on this big three. Framber Valdez, tough way for that no hitter to end last night, but. Man, Clint, that was ace stuff. That was big moment.
He was nails, man.
Needed a win. You lost game one. Needed a win. That was Cy Young worthy of a performance he gave last night.
I agree. I mean, that was special. I mean, how do you feel about Tyler just blatantly tweeting about what he's doing the whole time through?
I have no problem with
it. Just throwing it in all the faces of all the people that don't believe you should talk about it.
I have no problem with it. And it has improved our friendship because he did so. I feel close.
Oh, it really moved the needle.
Oh, it moved me. It moved me.
I didn't know this. I didn't know it did.
I think it's the stupidest thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't talk about the no-hitter. Like, your words have something to do with him throwing that pitch to Corey Seager.
Right. But Tyler's tweets didn't.
I'll step on a line coming off the field. I'll do it all. With your superstition. Kiss that. Fine. Tweet about it. You're giving the news. You're talking about the biggest thing that's happening in sports right then. And we're not supposed to talk about it. No, I don't.
He kept me
that.
Good and updated. I just wonder how you felt about it. I didn't know you felt.
And
so
I know you got.
It.
I know you got pushback, Tyler. Did it make?
That's
you,
why he was doing it.
Did it make you want to do it more?
I actually didn't see anyone jump into my replies. I'm not saying someone didn't. Maybe somebody did, and I just missed it. But I didn't. I didn't see anyone really in my.
You were trying. You button pushing son of a gun.
Nah, I always during games if I'm working, I always tweet out updates, particularly at the end of the third and sixth. and then so on and so forth.
Work that thing out, baby. I ain't got no problem with that.
I'm a method to the madness.
I love it. I love it. You should. Tweet out the news. What's happening? Yeah, it's a no-hitter. Heck, getting up a hit. I'd be saying it all the whole time. I think TK does it, too. He doesn't just sit there and just say, not report what's happening. Silly. Me and Adam Spillane, we got closer on that conversation.
Oh, is Adam a don't talk about it guy?
Hold on,
no, Adam is like, no, report what's happening.
Oh.
Talk great. About it. Me and him, we got closer on that. I'm proud of you, Tyler. Very proud of you.
Big 3-3. Number two.
I mean, that's a point. Sorry.
Really felt the love on that hand signal.
Not on that one. I didn't mean that. Titus Howard, who got injured yesterday, did not practice today. Laremy Tunsil did not practice today. Kendrick Green, that's one to look at, a backup, 53 backup left guard, did not practice today. Here was D'Amico Ryans on his offensive line and potentially how he's thinking the game will go in terms of people who will play.
No, doesn't change it at all. No, we keep going with our offensive line. We're always, you know, moving guys around, having guys play different positions. So it doesn't, whoever's available and ready to go, they'll be out there for preseason.
All right, so we talked about this a bit yesterday, Clint. I wondered if this would affect C.J. Stroud. And according to D'Amico Ryans there, they'll play and go along as how they had it planned and play the guys that they planned on playing. It's just certain guys are out, certain guys are out. That won't determine who is in. And that's what you said yesterday. For me, I lean a little bit, hey, let's take a look. Let's see here. But apparently D'Amico is going to roll with CJ regardless who's up front.
Well, look, I mean, I don't think, as I said yesterday, I don't think it's going to impact whether he plays or not. But I think if D'Amico Ryans can look you dead in the eyes and tell you that it's not going to impact what and how much and what you do with CJ Stroud in the game, given that you don't have Titus Howard or doesn't look like, and you don't have Laremy Tunsil. That'd be crazy. I mean, at the end of the day, this needs to be a run heavy, at least first two series. Get in there and you can get all the communication, the in and out of the huddle, the pre-snap movements, the cadence, the tone of the cadence and the rhythm of the cadence and all the communication that you need the center and the quarterback to do. You can do all that while running the football. It's crazy to think, Ron, that no Titus Howard. You're going to roll CJ out there with Blake Fisher and Cam Irving or somebody else, whoever the right tackle would be, and you just going business as usual. I don't think that's the case. But I think it doesn't impact much at all.
Yeah. And speaking of that, listen, all we can go by is how a normal practice week is, right? In a normal practice week, today would be
Special teams day.
Thursday on a normal practice week.
Right? Perfect Thursday, man. Special offensively, we're gonna run a couple of 10-play drives. We're gonna hit all the different situations. We're gonna run a little 2-minute offense. Make sure we got all our signals and everything right. Other than that, it's all special teams. Make sure everybody knows they're on first, second string, kickoff return, yada yada yada. We're gonna get a couple of returns. Again, it's a walkthrough type of action. A perfect Thursday. We don't want the ball on the ground. We don't want, obviously, guys, we don't want any collisions. We want guys shadowing. We want guys where they're supposed to be. No mental errors. If there are any mental errors, let's get one more rep. Let's talk through it real quick. And then Thursday we're gonna get on this bus and we're gonna travel to the airport and have us a day. Now, being preseason, they may do it a little different. They may choose to practice a little bit heavier tomorrow before playing a game Friday. But typically, that would be the route to go.
But going on that right, then Friday would be travel day, walkthrough, and Saturday travel day, and they'd be ready to play. This is two days before the game, so this is a day where generally, if you don't practice at least during the regular season, I think we saw it. Malik Collins did it one time where he didn't practice the two heavy days and still play, but for the most part, I'd say 90% of the time last year, if you didn't practice on the two padded practice days, you didn't play in the game. Yep. And you would think even more if there's any kind of injury, they would be even more precautious with this being a preseason game. Well, I'll just say the list of guys who did not practice today is not only long, but now you're looking at some starters. Tytus Howard, Stephon Diggs, Kendrick Green, a backup offensive line, Dieter Elson, another backup offensive lineman, Kamari Laster. He hadn't practiced all week. That's your starting corner. Jeff Okuda, his backup, hadn't practiced all week. Will Anderson, obviously, a starter, hadn't practiced all week. Reverend Jordan the last couple of days. Charlie Heck hasn't been available the last week plus. Des King hasn't practiced all week. Joe Mixon hasn't practiced for a while. Tim Settle, Tegan Quatoriano, Noah Brown hasn't practiced all week. We haven't seen Christian Harris since camp started. Denico Autry hasn't practiced this week, and neither has Laremy Tunsil since training camp. He hasn't been in pads. That's a lot of dudes that I wouldn't be shocked if none of them played.
We don't like that.
It wouldn't be a surprise if none of them played. The hope is hopefully some of them. I think Stephon Diggs may really be just a rest day for him, hopefully. I know he walked off gingerly after guess who hit him, Jimmy Ward. But he came back in and continued to play. So this may be just a rest day. But the other guys, when you start talking about these guys have missed multiple practices this week, that's a wonder if we'll actually get a chance to lay our eyes on these guys.
Yeah, look, it's hard to think that if you're a guy that's a lock on the roster and you've missed multiple practices, it's crazy. I think it's a little bit crazy to think that D'Amico Ryan's going to risk it and put you in a game. The multiple practice misses, I mean, those are the long-term guys that are clearly just sitting and waiting for us to get a little closer to the season before they get wide open again. I'd be surprised if those guys play.
Yep.
Big 3-3, number 3.
Yeah, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Thanks, Jim. So, and so I want to say in the Emmy for best lie in a drama goes to Jim Harbaugh.
Hold on, so
head coach, it's Ryan of the Los Angeles Chargers. Listen, Jim may not have gotten in trouble yet for that particular one, but Jim has been handed a 4-year show cause for recruiting violations during the COVID period, where he had talked about it at that time. We're just talking about hamburgers is what he talked about at that time. He cannot coach in college football for 4 years. You've been this is one of the biggest penalties outside of banning that you can get for a coach. But Jim's up here telling you, I'd never lie, cheat, or steal. He has been the whole way, Clint. I've not done anything. Even when he was suspended.
Look, Harbaugh and the NCAA, it's a joke. I mean, they're both a joke. You got to be kidding me.
Wait until he got there.
You got to be wait until he's gone and he's clearly not coming back for 4 years to pull out this kind of discipline. I mean, it's nuts. And then Harbaugh's. I mean, how corny was that? I mean, a guy goes up there literally and says that, and the next day the NCAA that's been investigating comes down with him with a 4-year show clause. I mean, how stupid do you think people really are to believe
it? He believes it. I've not done anything.
That's the scary part.
I'm not apologizing.
That's the scary part about these guys. I mean, that's what's scary about these dudes is because there's a lot of them in the coaching world, a lot of very successful ones in the coaching world, is that they have the ability to stand up there and just confidently, arrogantly, flippantly give you that line of bull jive the day before he gets hit with a 4-year show clause. As you said, is that top five? It's got to be top 10. Top 10 discipline ever in college football?
Got to be up there.
I mean, there ain't too many. How many guys have had show calls? I mean, head coaches.
The one most remember is college basketball. I mean,
Jim Tressel had it.
Bruce Pearl had it at Tennessee. He had to sit out 4 years before he went to Auburn.
I mean, so you're getting hit. I mean, you get it's up there and talk
you
about
gotta
it.
You got to do something. On, like, you have to do something big
corny
time.
Ass. It's crazy thing, too, is there's a lot of grown-ass men that fall for that. I mean, there's a lot of...
He's got suspended for like 7 games last year. 6 or 7 games last year.
Come on, man.
And I've done nothing wrong. Nothing to apologize for. Meanwhile, the coach who took over for him is about to get drilled for probably 3 or 4 games himself.
Yeah, now he's going to get hit. Hopefully he doesn't get hit with that same stuff. Because if Jim is telling the truth and it was just a handful of guys, which it's all, the head coach, Sharon Moore, the head coach that's at Michigan now, I believe that he's dead in the middle of it.
Got to be. Yeah.
I mean, his text message has been deleted, stuff like that.
52
so,
of them.
So, I mean, look, I mean, if there's any doubt that Harbaugh was or wasn't involved, I don't think that same doubt is going to apply to Sharon Moore. And if you go 4-year show clause with the head coach, which makes sense. Well, I don't know how you come down lightly on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, more.
It's ridiculous. All right, a dream that many Texans fans have been dreaming here for the last couple of months may potentially come to an end. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
This ball hit pretty well down the line and right. This has a chance, and this one's gone. Victor Caratini, number 6 on the year, and the Astros lead 3-0.
Well, afternoon, Dirty Caratini.
Dirty Caratini.
Oh, my God. Jeff pushes the envelope, doesn't he?
Good afternoon, Dirty Caratini.
Can we get us a Dirty Caratini?
I mean,
Shake him up.
I mean, that sounds... I think I like it.
Shake him up. Give me a little Dirty Caratini.
I mean, that's a good one, Bly. I'm typically...
He's been thinking of that one. That's one he set up and thought about.
Dirty.
Feels huge.
Dirty Teeny. I like it.
Give me
it.
A Dirty Teeny.
Well done,
Should
man.
He just say Dirty Teeny, though? Because he said... Didn't he say the whole... Get a little afternoon Dirty Teeny.
Well, I think if you
little
go...
Little sip of the Caratini.
I think if you go teeny, it's got to be after you mention, like... I feel like you have to mention Caratini the Bomb, and then, which I guess TK does.
TK does.
Ooh, it's like an apple
afternoon teeny, baby.
A little dirty teeny in the afternoon.
I like that.
Boy, that's good.
That's good.
That is good. Well done, Blum.
Can I hear that again, please? Come on. Give me that again. Give me that. I like that. I like when Blum goes through. Go play the damn thing. I want to hear it. Little dirty Caratini.
This ball hit pretty well down the line and right. This has a chance, and this one's gone. Victor Caratini, number 6 on the year, and the Astros lead 3-0.
Well, afternoon, dirty Caratini.
I just need that care off. There he is again.
That was good. That was good. Good job, Blum. Well done, sir.
The Italian goes deep again. Victor Caratini.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ones that caught me off guard right there. They had that interpreter. I said, wow, he must be from Rome. It went the other way around. The current score, 5-1. They were able to add on. Finally, they were able to have a big inning. You say Kikuchi is out of the game at this point. But he goes 5 2/3. Couldn't quite get out. He had 8 strikeouts. When you get 8 strikeouts, you're probably running that pitch count up a lot.
There
it is. We do too. And he is now out of the game. And Taylor Scott comes on to try to get the final out of the sixth inning. So it's 5-1. Kikuchi with a big time start in his.
What is that, Ron? That's 2 starts, 11 innings. 19 strikeouts.
What do you have? 11 in the first one, yeah.
What is it? 1 run? What are you doing in the first?
2 runs.
No, he got up 2. Get 3 runs. 3 runs total.
3 runs total, yeah.
In the 2 games. Yeah, we can win with that.
Yeah, you can do something with that, yeah. Nobody's talking about Joey Loperfido except for Adam, who's going to just probably throw the kid under the bus.
How's he doing, by the way?
I don't know. He was 2-for-3 the last time I checked. Now that was.
No, I saw him on SportsCenter's top 10 making a play in the field.
Did he?
That may have been last night.
That's all right. DeCenzo's 2-for-3 too, boys.
Oh God!
That's how in the hell?
This might be an inside the park homer. This might be it. No, they're stopping it.
Nah, Speedy Yordan got out there.
That's big low running that thing. He
forgot about that. Yeah, Yordan.
What in the hell was that? I got to see that.
That's not a left fielder playing a lot of left field.
Oh, here you go.
Just saying. Went up there and misjudged that puppy. They get a lot of run out there. It is now 5-2 as now that is tack on another run to Kikuchi. That is 4 runs he's given up in his 2 starts. But still, as you said.
That cannot be earned.
I don't know.
I mean, that's got to be an error.
You think so?
Are you kidding me?
We'll see. Garcia could really make this a different game.
I mean, that has got to be.
We'll see if it's earned or not.
It's a little funk.
But I do want to pass this news across, Clint. And this may be the dream of certain Texans fans. And I know one that works middays here in John Lopez is really all over this, the Justin Simmons thing. Okay. This been reports out. That the Saints are meeting with free agent safety Justin Simmons this afternoon following all his medicals. Per sources, they could get a deal done. They're looking at money and financials to see if they can get things together. But it looks like things are potentially moving with Justin Simmons and the Saints. And that is a player that there are a lot of people, a lot of Texans fans who are hoping. I heard Lopez saying, I'm just waiting for the day that happens. And I'm going to tell you what, Clint, I don't think the Texans have given any serious thought with Justin Simmons. I think they are very, very fine and not just fine, happy with what they have. When you look at the safeties they have, maybe in a different way than others, but when I say others, certain fans for the Texans, I don't think they've even given any serious thought to Justin Simmons.
I don't think they have either. I think they are very, very happy with Jimmy Ward. I think that when you look at Eric Murray, I know again, he got hammered after he signed that $7 million a year deal, and nobody. I mean, he's played well. He's had a good camp. I think they're confident with those two guys back there. And I think they are extremely excited about Kalen Bullitt. Word on the street is we're not there. Obviously, the team's in Cleveland. Word on the street is he's had a good little solid week of camp. But they've liked him
the entire time.
Yeah, well, you can see it. I mean, it's hard to not like, if you know what I mean. I'm with you. I think the Justin Simmons thing has been a long shot all the way through.
Yeah, I think it's been a fan thing as opposed to a Texans thing. I don't think Nick and D'Amico have ever been really serious about that. I think they're happy with, like you said, Murray, Petrie can do different things if they need him to, Jimmy Ward, and then the new young kid they drafted out of USC. All right, coming up, our guy Robert Flores, MLB Network, he joins us. And we'll give you an update on what's happening with the Astros, but he joins us to kind of get what's going on with this race and what the Astros are going to do moving forward. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. A little update. The Astros gave up a couple there. Now it is 5-3 as they end the sixth. As Yusei Kikuchi was pitching a great game, still pitched a great one. His line ends up 5 2/3. We'll see if that last one was an error on Yordan Alvarez, but it'll end up being one or two runs that he gave up with 8 strikeouts. So two. Promising first two starts for a guy that had been struggling coming in with the Blue Jays. Promising first two starts for him. But 5-3 right now as the Rangers are trying to get back in.
They better not put that on Kikuchi. I mean, 5-1 ball game, you get a laser beam.
Like to put it on it, though.
I love Kikuchi!
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about the pitcher. They better not put that run on Kikuchi. I mean, you got a 5-1 run, 5-1 lead in a ball game, and a laser's hit out to you. You play the one hop. You play back. You play the hop. Keep it in front of you. Get it.
They may say it was a tough hop. They may give him a trip.
They clearly didn't watch
it. It's just the Rangers guy scoring at home. All right. Well, let's get more Astros with our expert guys watching games all the time, every day. Robert Flores, MLB Network. Remember, you can catch him every morning on MLB Network, MLB Central, and which is now available as a standalone streaming service for all of the baseball fans here in Houston. Go ahead and check it out. For more info, go to MLBnetwork.com. Roflo, good to hear from you as always. Before we get into things, Framber, he can be so annoying to me because he'll do what he did yesterday and just be like Framber. And I've said it a bunch. Framber has best starter in baseball type stuff and potentially mentality when he's there and when he's on. And then he has games where he's just up in the air and it's so up and down. But then last night, he has a performance, and it's like, how come he can't get anywhere to that level of consistency? Because he was masterful last night.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's fair to say that Framber Valdez, as you said, he's an ace. He's the Astros ace. He has one type stuff, and when it is on, like it was last night, he can make it look easy. But we all know that Framber is mercurial. He has been inconsistent, to say the least, this season. But I will say, I feel like over his last, we were talking about it this morning on MLB Central, I feel like his last handful of starts, maybe 3-4 starts or coming out of the All-Star break, they've been really good. Even if you look at his last start prior to last night, which I think, was that against the Tampa Bay Rays? I don't remember, but it was the start where he gave up all those runs
in the first inning. Yeah.
But then from then on, domination. And that domination carried over to last night. And you know, just to kind of highlight what we're talking about, remember this earlier in the season, I think it was this season where it was Framber and Yainer, and Framber just had a terrible start. And afterwards, Yainer basically said, yeah, he just went away from the game plan and did his own thing. You know, so it's just that type of stuff that sometimes creeps up with Framber. But look, guys, if they want to get where they want to go, he's going to have to be in the forefront. It's as simple as that.
Well, what about while we're on that topic? Not necessarily Fromber, but the other starting pitching. I mean, these guys have been absolute nails, man. Let's start with the new addition, man. That new Kikuchi in H-Town has
pop
been
Kikuchi,
special twice
pop,
now.
Pop the Kikuchi, baby.
Now we're talking.
Now Roflo's playing.
I was so afraid where Roflo would go when he was unlocked.
Yeah,
and I use that like on SportsCenter back in 2016 or something. That's old school right there.
Yes, sir. He's been great though, man. These first two starts.
Yeah, he really has. And look, there was a lot of hand wringing and prospect clutching going on last week when the Astros made the deal. But like when I was on with you guys last week, that's just they were desperate. They're desperate for starting pitching. We know McCullers isn't coming back. I would be shocked if Luis Garcia comes back. So he's got to be really good. And fortunately for the Astros, these first two starts, I haven't had a chance to look at the pitch breakdown for him today, but I know in his first start, it was fastball and changeup.
Yep.
He basically ditched the curveball, and I don't know if that's something he carried over against the Rangers.
Very similar today.
Yeah, and what the Astros, the reason they paid such the price for him, it's two things. One, they were desperate, but two, they love the swing and miss. He's a left-hander that throws a hot heater, and he misses bats. And if you're playing big games in September and in October, you need to miss bats.
Yeah. Robert Flores with us, MLB Network, catching every morning, MLB Central. And Roflo, I'm looking at this, and this division is tightly contested right now with the Mariners, the Astros, and even the Rangers. I don't think they feel like they're out of it. And we just kind of talked about this pitching and kind of where the Astros are, and they have struggled offensively. Do you sense that they are in the driver's seat right now when it comes to who will win the West?
I think driver's seat is a bit of a stretch. I'll just say they have their key in the ignition. You know, they have their hand on the car. Yeah. How about that? I mean, I just think, guys, it's going to come down to the last week. And you're right. I'm not quite ready to close the door on the Texas Rangers, even if they do lose today. Just the Mariners have such an advantage when it comes to the pitching. But the thing is, the Mariners don't hit. They don't score runs. I know they lost to the Tigers yesterday. They get a Rosarena. I think J-Rod is still on the injured list. So it's really going to be fascinating to see what happens. I can't tell you. And anyone that feels confident and is confident that they know what's going to happen, I think they're fooling you, because it's just going to come down to the final weeks. Because like you said, I think it's a razor thin margin between the two, even three teams.
Hey, again, in the vein of that conversation, Roflo, the answer to the question is obviously better, but how much better? When the Astros get Justin Verlander back and Tucker back when you look at like kind of how this division is shaped up right now,
and then we
had the conversation we just had, and then you look and you go, yeah, but one team in this mix is getting Verlander back and's got a bunch of young ones that are throwing it well, and that new Kikuchi, and then all of a sudden you're getting Kyle Tucker back in this lineup. I mean, we think we're getting him back. I mean, so just when you take that into consideration, I mean, what kind of shot in the arm is that going to be? We know they're going to be better, but how much better do you think this team gets when those guys are on the field?
Well, I think from Verlander's perspective, they're desperate. I think it's unfair to expect Justin Verlander to come in at his age after missing so much time and say, all right, JV, we're going to need 7 1/3, 10 punchies, one run. You know, no, I think it's wishful thinking to expect that right away from Verlander, or really even for the rest of this season and maybe for his career, for however much longer he wants to pitch. But can he give them 5 2/3? 6 punch outs, 2 runs, 6 innings, 4 punch outs, 3 runs. Yeah. And you know what? They'll take that because they need it. As far as Kyle Tucker, again, like, can we expect him back?
Oh,
I mean, we don't know. I mean, the Astros are notoriously pretty tight-lipped when it comes to injuries and how, you know, the progress and things like that. I don't know, guys. You know, poor guy, he got injured early June, and here we are approaching mid-August. So we're kind of running out of time. And remember, guys, the other thing you have to consider is that the minor league season comes to an end pretty soon, you know? Maybe, I mean, so they only play 138 games. So their calendar, you're running out of time where Kyle Tucker can go out on his rehab games. So it's going to be interesting to see what the timeline and how that all matches up. But to your point, they need him, guys. I mean, I wasn't watching, but did Yordan make a defensive miscue out there and left?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It was a bonehead.
Look, Yordan, I think, is a better defender than base runner, and you know, he's more athletic than people give him credit for. But
yeah, Ron,
what he's paid to do is to mash and hit bombs in the DH spot.
Thank you.
You know, they need Tucker playing right, figure out center field and figure out left field. So
yeah, Jake Myers, they figured out center field apparently.
Jake Myers, look, I mean, poor Chaz, he's just
ridiculous.
He's been going through it all season. And, Jake Myers has had some moments.
Roflo, he's going to have to play left field, right? I mean, I get the overall point, but you look when it matters the most, you look at the way this lineup is rolling right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Caratini hit a bomb today. I mean, Caratini is a bat that I don't know that they can treat as a day in, day out backup catcher, right? I mean, I he's got to be that whole DH thing can't be just. I mean, I know I'd like for it to be, but it can't be just for Yordan Alvarez. When it matters, they got to more bats in the lineup.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I want to make sure that I mean, Yordan, and Yordan has said he likes playing out there some. But I think we can agree that he's been out there probably more than what they would like. So yeah, you're right, and I'm with you. Look, at this point, this team needs runs, man. The runners in scoring position just oof. It has been dicey the last handful of games. But yeah, I mean, you're going to have to throw Caratini, put him in. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens over these next few weeks.
You guys were talking about the offense real quick, Roflo, because they didn't get a bat at the deadline, and there was talk of Diaz from the Rays trying to get there. Even with Tucker back healthy, do they have enough offense?
So, I don't know. I really don't. You know, when they're rolling. When they're getting knocks, I mean, they can hang with anyone, but sometimes they just, and maybe that's just nature of the game, right? You know, teams go through slumps. I don't know, Sho. Look, if Tucker comes back and he's Tucker, but like, again, this guy hasn't played in 2 months. Yeah. Now you're going to put him right in the thick of a playoff chase, maybe even a postseason. So, wow, it's... Like I said, I don't know which direction it's going to be. You know, if they get in, maybe they're the most dangerous, quote unquote, underdog in the postseason, because they're not going to be the favorite, I don't think, in the American League. So, but man, they got the pedigree, and there's a lot of prideful dudes in that clubhouse.
All right, Roflo of MLB Network, man, thanks for joining us, brother. We greatly appreciate you doing so, as always, man.
You got it, guys. Have a great week and a great weekend.
All right, remember, you can catch Roflo on MLB Network, which is now available as a standalone streaming service for all of your baseball fans. For more info, go to MLBnetwork.com. Coming up next, we got a lot of Texans that are injured. One of them that we know about, and we know why. Nico Autry, he got popped for PEDs and is out 6 games. There's one guy. I played with his pops. I'll give you a hint. There's one guy that has been has stood out throughout all of camp, not just for a couple of days, but through all of camp. We'll discuss who that is and hear from defensive coordinator Matt Burke on that specific player, as well as that long list of players that are out. Who you chomping at the bit to see? We'll cuss and discuss next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.